Oh, hey, bro. How are you, bro?
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain.
Keep it in your pants.
And inform you in the afternoon.
I didn't understand anything you said.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Agenda Free Friday brought to you by Neshoba Valley Ski Area in Westford. Why drive when you can ski, ride, or tube so close to home? Visit Neshoba.com. Excuse me, SkiNeshoba.com. Visit SkiNeshoba.com. Thank again to the fine folks at Neshoba Valley Ski Area for sponsoring Agenda Free Friday, which means we're all over the board from everything from the week. But I think we all know where we're mostly going to be today: Patriots-Jags AFC Championship game, and the latest on Tom Brady's injured thumb slash finger after the events of today. And just listening to Tom Brady and his press conference here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and NBC Sports Boston. Maz, you have any developing opinions on that thumb?
So last night on the way home, I started thinking about it. And we talked yesterday about, you know, ligament damage, whether it was broken, whether it was a sprain. And at no point did we sort of wonder about whether there was a cut. And I don't know why this struck me on the way home. Okay, I'm giving you the honest to God's truth. But I started to think about, what if he's got a cut on the pad of his thumb, like where he would grip the ball? That I could see being a problem. And when I say cut, I'm not talking about a little boo-boo that he got because he got poked with a pin. I'm talking about something that would have required multiple stitches, that was a gash on his thumb. Would that affect his throwing? And my answer would be yes. So that sort of entered into my thought last night. Now, again, my overall opinion has not changed. I think that the Patriots are going to win the game, that even Brady at something less than 100% is going to play, and he's going to play well enough, and they are going to win the game because Jacksonville's not going to be able to score. But I will say that I think if he had some sort of difficulty gripping the ball, that of course, yes, his accuracy could be compromised. No question about it. Absolutely.
Murray, where's the panic meter? The big Jim Worry panic meter.
Oh, well, I mean, this isn't so much an opening take as it is an opening statement. It's in the red. It's still pinned. I'm still a nervous wreck about Brady's thumb. I don't feel any better about it after hearing this press conference, even though he was all smiles and jovial, but you know, got a little defensive about the hand and kept saying, we'll see. You're going to play on Sunday? Well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. So I'm not going to feel good about this. As I said yesterday, I'm standing by this. I'm not going to feel good about Brady's thumb and this situation until I actually see him correctly throw a football on Sunday afternoon. That is not changing. I get it. Yeah, big Jim Worry. What's the matter with you? Where's your heart? Despite all of the success of all of these teams over the last 20 years, I still expect the worst. I was born a pessimistic sports fan. I'll die a pessimistic sports fan. It's just, it's ingrained in me. And despite being a bit jaded about everything at this point as it comes to sports, especially with the osmosis of working with you two every single
day. Don't blame us for where your head's at.
It's all of it.
You're responsible for your own head.
I still care way too much about this team, this quarterback, and how their success makes me happy. So with that said, I'm willing to make a deal with the devil of sorts. If I can be promised that he's okay or can at least play correctly and look like Brady on Sunday, I'm willing to never make fun of any of the off-field Brady stuff again, whether it's nightshades,
what?
Tony Robbins.
I don't accept that.
$60 nuts. Well, you do you, I'll do me.
Well, wait a minute.
I'm willing to make this deal with the devil. No, no. If he's okay and that thumb's okay, no, I'm not making fun anymore.
Wait a minute.
That's a lie.
Well, shouldn't that be some sort of show vote? Because that's show material.
Well, let's just order him to do it.
I don't want to lose any show material over this.
Oh, I'll still say it's for you guys. And I'll make this stuff for the show.
Thank you.
But I won't stand behind it.
Yeah, you'll be ordered to do this stuff for the show is what you will be.
right. But overall, yeah,
those aren't optional takes, Murray.
Overall, I don't feel good. I don't.
I bet you Beto would like that chair back at any time, Murray.
So did today make you feel better or worse, Murray? Did you glean anything from what Brady said there? Anything from, again, on the practice field, but probably didn't practice, probably didn't throw, etc.? Glean anything there from Bill this morning, which, again, you just heard one cut. We'll play more throughout the course of the day.
No, nothing. A DNP yesterday. Brian Hoyer got the snaps. You get there's no vote of confidence from Brady or the coach today, whether he's okay. And I get it. You know, they're always going to be coy. This is what they do. But give me something. Give the media something. Those that are down there every single day, the beat guys, your Tom Currans, your Mike Girardis, give them something, please. Because I feel like, I don't think I'm alone here. I think yesterday, you know, initially when you heard about it, even when you heard that he didn't practice on Wednesday and that initial press conference got pushed, okay, bah-ha-ha, we've done this before. Yesterday, a DNP, and you look at that, you zoom in at that hand, and he's clearly got some kind of splint on it. And then the other thing, too. Oh, God. Teddy Bruschi this morning, as nervous as I am on ESPN talk, Teddy Bruschi. who carries this team water continually as a talking head on ESPN, and he's usually as rah-rah as it gets, he had legitimate concern. And when Zoe and Brewski are concerned, well, there's alarm bells going off in my head. And again, I'm not going to be right until I see him throw a football on Sunday. Just please, anything, anything but Brian Hoyer on the field on Sunday. I don't want to live in a world where Brian Hoyer is starting the AFC Championship game for the Patriots.
See, when Zoe and Brewski are both alarmed, then I think the Patriot propaganda machine is in high gear. That's what I think.
When, I'm sorry, when who?
When Zoe and Brewski. With all due respect.
Yeah, no. With all the love and respect in our hearts.
Yeah. I mean, again, I just think the Patriot propaganda machine is pumping like it has never pumped before.
So you're saying Zoe and Brewski are concerned?
No, I'm saying that.
So this is a smokescreen, you think?
No, I think now the thing is being used, is being manipulated. Brady being out there today and saying, we'll see, is manipulation of the facts. As if there's any chance Brady's not playing on Sunday. What do you really think the chances
are? Oh, no, he'll play, but what's he going to look like?
Okay, I just think that now they're milking it a little bit. That's what they're doing. And so he's playing Sunday, and he's going to be fine. And again, fine, does fine mean 85% of what he is or 98% of what he is? I don't know. Either way, good enough. And they will win the game, and it'll be fine. I am more convinced of that than ever.
I absolutely agree with that second part. And I stand by, I'll double down on the fact that I think they can beat the Jacksonville Jaguars at home in the AFC title game with Brian Hoyer as their starting quarterback. Brian Hoyer could play 60, 70 snaps, and they're going to win this ball game. This is a tomato can coming in here. This is a second-rate tomato can that is not in your class, no matter who your quarterback is. So I still think we're headed to Minneapolis. Okay, and when I say we, I mean you. I mean New England is headed to Minneapolis. Felger and Maz go either way. But you are going. In terms of Brady's thumb, you know, I've in the last couple weeks you may have heard me mocking guys who look for multiple sources. Like if you get one source, go with it. So I'm a hypocrite here because I'm working on something. I have a source who told me what happened. But I'm double checking it like an idiot reporter.
Oh, that's dumb.
So I'm not going to
This goes up against everything you stand for.
I know, I'm not going to give it to you right now. I'm just waiting to hear. I'm waiting to hear one more thing, and then I'll tell you what I heard about what happened, about what I have. Because I got a little something. I don't get something very often, but I got a little something. And now I'm gun-shy. Now I'm gun-shy to do it. God, I'm a hypocrite. I'm waiting for a second source. Not really a second source. I'm just waiting for a little something, and then I'll tell you what I know. But what I do believe, on top of it all, is that Brady at 50% or Brian Hoyer at 100%, you're winning this ballgame. I have no faith that Jacksonville and Doug Marrone and that whole operation has what it takes to come in here and win this game. So that's what I believe. My opening take is going to be on the NFC side. I'm still rooting for Minnesota. I'm still rooting for Minnesota because I think that's a fun week for us. And that's a week that makes that game just a little more interesting because you are playing a home team, which is mostly unprecedented in NFL history, mostly. And when you hear that, it's unprecedented. It's not exactly true. Because remember the Niners played at Stanford one year?
Oh, I don't have a vague recollection
of
that.
Yeah, so the Niners-Dolphins Super Bowl, the one year that Marino made the Super Bowl, that was at Stanford. And the Niners were in the Super Bowl. So it wasn't their home stadium, but they were home. So this is when people say no home team has ever hosted the Super Bowl, it's kind of misrepresented.
Hmm.
Because the Niners did play at Stanford one year, and then there's one more.
The Rams?
The Rams, thank you.
Yeah.
The Rams may have played at the L.A. Coliseum, and they were in Anaheim at the time. I think you might be right, something like that. So anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked. But I do think the Minnesota Vikings being at their home field makes next week more interesting. I think it makes the game closer. I think it's just, and as I've said before, and hopefully, Jim, this passes the sponsors, what I would really look forward to and what I would love to see is New England going to Minneapolis, facing down 6 million rat-faced Gopher fans, and urinate over the entire Viking Nation. And not that I'm a member of Patriot Nation. I'm not like, but I would like to witness it. I'd like to witness what you do to the people of Minneapolis. I would like to see you take a steaming urination on the people of Minneapolis for a week and win the game and crush them like that. That to me that's entertaining. I want to see it.
I thought you were anti-sports Schadenfreude, but you're all about it.
No,
this is what you want.
But this is a good one.
Oh, that'd be great.
For the first time ever, again, debatably, the home team hosts the game. It's going to be all purple and yellow. I don't know how many Pats fans are going to make it out there, because let's face it, this is our eighth.
So it is the first time, though, that his team has played the Super Bowl in its home stadium.
Home stadium, that's right, okay. But not hometown.
Okay.
Again, we're parsing words. I'm rooting for the Vikings because I want to see you violate those people next week in Minneapolis. That's going to be fun to watch. Not that I will participate, but fun to watch.
Felger and Maz. Felger and Maz.
We want to appeal to your ears.
Blunt force trauma!
We're going to run it right down their throat!
This is Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tom, how confident are you that you will be playing on Sunday?
We'll see.
Do you have anything else in there, Jimmy? Just to get caught up, I sort of missed most of it. But from what I understand, it was mostly just that.
Footballs today?
I'm not talking about that.
So I'll ask him if he threw. I'm not going to talk about it.
Did you practice today?
I was out there.
Did you practice today? I was out there.
How was practice?
It was fun.
Okay, practice was fun.
How much are you looking forward to the opportunity Sunday?
It's a great challenge. You know, I think the team's worked hard to get to this point, and it'll be a great game.
Okay. So,
Tom, how confident are you that you will be playing on Sunday?
We'll see.
We'll see. So you think he's playing that up?
Yes, that's complete bull crap. Of course he's playing. No one asked him if he was playing well.
One more.
Tom, why are you wearing gloves at the press conference?
I've worn them before.
Lie.
That is a lie. I mean, maybe he's worn them before. I don't know. Do you remember seeing gloves?
Maybe it's
no.
Not a lie. It might not be a lie.
Ish.
Yeah.
It's close enough.
What percentage of the time does he wear them if he has worn them in the past? Mm. Like one?
Right.
So, I mean, it's a borderline lie.
Okay, so anyway.
You said in the past that you don't...
He said two questions. See ya. Thank you.
I think the world knows now, obviously, that he has a thumb injury. Okay, whatever it is. The degree of which we don't know. So now they might as well use it to their advantage. You going to play Sunday? We'll see. I don't know. Now, is Jacksonville going to fall for that? I doubt it. But to me, now what they're doing is they're yanking people around. That's all they're doing. Like, there's any chance at all that Brady's not out there on Sunday?
I think there's no chance he's not out there.
I literally would bet my house that he's out there for the first series of the game.
Me too. Absolutely. And I would bet my house they're going to win. No matter what the condition of the hand is. That hasn't changed. But it's fun. The parlor game. I think that part of it interests me is, what is the injury? How badly is he hurt? How much of this is a put on? Like all that sort of, I find that interesting. I still think the Patriots are winning the game. Even if Brian Hoyer plays, which he's not going to play. Brady's going to play. So, your thoughts, off and running on an Agenda-Free Friday. Ron in Newburyport. Go ahead, Ron.
How are you doing, guys? A couple things I want you to think about. This is for big Jim worry, okay? If you think about if you ever hurt your hand or I've hurt my hand and you put a splinter on, you can't get a glove, first off, over that. You'd be in pain. And secondly, I had a procedure done at Newburyport Hospital today,
Ron.
And I talked to some of the doctors.
Ron,
and yes,
we can't do that. Please, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear about your hand. I love you. Thank you for calling and listening and all that. I can't hear about your hand injury.
All he needs to do buy a box of creamsicles and then eat one, and then put the stick on his finger, put some tape around it, and get out there and start flinging it.
Just don't. If you're watching NBC Sports Boston, Joseph Stumpel over in the update studio. What number 16, Murray?
It was for the year 16. If you would recall, they gave us all of these, did the Bruins. They were kind enough to give us jerseys from a couple of years ago when they played the Winter Classic, and I pulled it in and put it in the rotation today.
Yeah, I burned mine. After that Winter Classic game, that jersey deserved to be burned in the Gillette Stadium one.
Yeah, that one. I was there. It was horrific, but I like the jersey, so I'm going to continue to wear it.
Yeah, that was the famous against the wind game where they had to skate against the wind and uphill.
Anyway, not to go too far afield, I think Brady could have a hurt thumb and the glove could be over the splint. There was something underneath the glove yesterday. I mean,
sure.
It was obvious. His thumb was squared off.
Yes. No question about it.
The injury is not fake. They're not. If you think the Patriots dink around with injury reports and this sort of stuff, I mean, all teams do it to a degree. They're not doing this. This they're not doing. They're not going to this extent to make up an injury that's not there. I mean, so just understand that. The injury's real. That scene yesterday, and we've shown on NBC Sports Boston a million times, maybe seen the picture, where Brady is talking to Brian Hoyer, and they're sort of pointing at that, you know, the webbing between the thumb and the forefinger, and he's pointing to it, and they're talking about it. If you think they're just making this up, then what they're doing here is they're having players play act on the field for the cameras and going through like a whole routine. Do you think they're taking time out of their preparation to practice like a dramatic fictional scene? Is that what they're doing? Are they getting ready for the Giants? So would you just stop with the thing about it's not real? It's real. It's real, and that's a real conversation. Okay? Because he's really hurt. Question is, how much does it impact him, and does it really matter against the Jags? That's the question. Joe in Rosendale. Hi, Joe. No swearing.
Sorry, fat-faced Felger. Listen, it's fake.
You're an idiot. It's fake. This is all fake.
It's not fake, Joe.
You want to make a bet it's fake? I guarantee you it's fake.
I will make a bet.
Fat Baloney Boy, listen, it's for Fat Baloney Boy, because we know he doesn't do preparation. He doesn't know how to speak. He doesn't remember the word urgency.
Doug Marone, listen, right?
Right. Baloney Boy. Listen, he's going to think, oh, the Patriots are going to run the ball the whole game. They're probably prepping for the run, and Brady's going to throw for 400 yards, four touchdowns, and I already told you yesterday what he was going to do. He was going to put his thumb somewhere in Coughlin and make him smell it.
I didn't say he's not throwing for 400 yards. I think he could have a very good day. I never said he wasn't going to have a good day. I certainly never said they weren't going to win. And I told you, I said it all day yesterday. The story on Monday will be Brady v. Time, Brady wins again. And he's going to throw for a lot of yards and they're going to win the game. So, yes, I still think he's hurt. I still think it's real. I don't think they were play-acting yesterday, and I don't think he was play-acting today.
So something happened. I mean, I don't know that, you know, outside of that guy, how many people are actually questioning that? Something happened.
Well, the first two callers said it's not real.
Okay, well, they might be the only two.
Well, let's see. John and Matt Apoyset. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Listen, what I would like to know, I'm in Florida here till March. I haven't heard anybody speak about the overall health of the Pats. Maz, can you please tell me, have the Red Sox done anything since I've left at Christmas time? And, Felgie, give me 30 seconds on how well the Bruins are playing.
Okay, one, two, three. I'll give you a Bruins minute in a second here, later on in the show.
Just quickly, you could have left on Labor Day, and you wouldn't have missed anything with the Red Sox. So the answer to that is you haven't missed a thing.
They've done nothing. Oh, it's so painful.
On the field or off since Labor Day.
It's
but go ahead.
So painful. What was the overall health of the Patriots? Better. Like, you get Van Noy back. Hogan should be healthier. Where's Alan Brandt? Like, they should be good and healthy.
Burkhead.
Yeah, by their standards and NFL standards in January, their health, I don't know if I want to say excellent, but outside of Brady's issue here, really good, their health.
How about better than it's been in a while?
You bet. Absolutely. And I think that's another reason why they win this ballgame. Steven Stoneham. Hi, Steve.
Yeah. You know, the phony built in an excuse, huh? It's a built-in excuse, and I heard Maserati talk about Bortles, the turnover machine. Well, it will be an anomaly if Brady doesn't throw two picks. I mean, he does it in every Super Bowl game. Two picks in every Super Bowl game? I mean, he should have had three in the Atlanta game. If the ball doesn't go right to the Atlanta defender's hands and doesn't hit the ground and Anthem catches it, they lose the Super Bowl. He's a turnover machine. But now the injury, it's a built-in excuse, isn't it?
So that part I do, Steve, yeah, I think you're right, and I hate that. I know Bill hates that. But I also think it's real. I also think there's something there. I mean, they just didn't make it up out of thin air.
But he does have a propensity to throw turnovers, doesn't he? Throw picks.
When?
Well, but, well, Brady's interception percentage is higher in the playoffs than the regular season. That is true.
About one a game on average.
Oh, no, one a game. We're not talking the regular season,
right,
Maserati, when they're playing Cleveland and the Jets. We're talking Super Bowls.
Okay, so
championship.
No, you said postseason the first time.
That's what we're talking about, postseason, okay? And when you're talking about, when you're referencing San Francisco to the Patriots, okay, they were locked into the third seed already. So they weren't really trying that game.
Okay, I don't know. I don't get the the Jaguar San Francisco thing.
He's wrong about Jacksonville. They were still playing for a bye. They had something at stake that week, and they get smoked.
Thank you. That's our Patriots hater, our Brady hater. In case you didn't, couldn't pick that up. The built-in excuse thing does bother me because I see the Celtics get it every single year. They get it every single year, and you watch, it'll happen again this year. They'll have all these injuries, battling through all these things, the ultimate warriors. And if they win, it's like, oh my god, the toughness of this team. And if they lose, it's, well, what do you want? They were hurt. I mean, that happens every year with the Celtics, and it's painful. I've never really experienced that with Brady. Like, I think that Brady, for the most part, if he plays poorly, he doesn't get that injury break. I mean, he was really banged up in the 07 Super Bowl, and I don't think a lot of people mention it. I think they just say the Patriots got smoked. And I think Brady's been really injured in other games, and when he plays poorly, he gets it. I don't think Brady... I think Brady would die for the injury excuse that Paul Pierce has gotten over the years, and some of these Celtics have gotten over the years.
Yeah. I don't think Brady makes it. I give him credit for that.
Absolutely.
That you never hear. I don't. At least I don't think behind the scenes he tells people he was hurt. Look, if you're going to do what he does, which is play through everything, then don't give it to me as an excuse if you lose. Like, you either play through it and win, or you don't. It's, you know, you can't have it both ways. You can't only gain from the injury
right.
by playing through it and then lose the game.
Thank you.
You don't get it both ways. Sorry.
That's the Celtics do, though.
And the other thing I would tell you is that the spread was 9.5 when it came out. The world now knows about Brady's injury, and they're still favored, right?
Yeah, but it sounded like 7.5.
Okay, but they're still favored?
But that's a big move.
Okay, but they're still favored.
Yes, prohibitively.
So if you were to bet today, Vegas still believes the Patriots are going to win?
Yes, by over a touchdown.
Okay. Just want to get that out there. That's all. Because they should still win the game.
No doubt about it.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Thanks for ending your workday with Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Dumb move.
And streaming at CBSBostonSports.com.
10 seconds left in this one. Spooner gunning for his second of the night. The Boston Bruins are going to improve to 11-0-4 in their last 15 games. They sweep the season series against the New York Islanders, and they're able to come up with a 5-2 victory tonight here at the Barclays Center to run their record to 26-10-8, and the Tampa Bay Lightning are in range.
They can't lose. They're not losing. It's freaking unbelievable.
They are the best story in Boston right now. I didn't say they're the biggest. I said they are the best story in Boston right now. Do you know what the record is since November 15th?
I think they have two regulation losses, one regulation loss?
23-4.
So three regulation losses.
In 27 games, they have 44 of a possible 54 points, and they've basically outscored their opponents during that span 2-1.
What happened on November 15th? That wasn't a...
That was the Anaheim loss.
That was Tuukka's last game before he got benched.
Correct.
So since Cassidy benched Tuukka Rask,
everything flipped. The whole thing flipped right at that point. In 27 games since then, I think they've given up something like 34 goals. That's it. I mean, they've tightened it up. They've been getting production all over the place. They're winning just about every freaking game.
Every night. Even when they don't show up, there's a second of back-to-backs last night. They were flat to begin with. They go down, and they still waltz. They still waltz. It's unbelievable. I don't know what to do with it.
No, I told you, they are right now, the best story in town. They're the best story in town.
Well, I don't believe that.
I mean, do.
I think Brady's thumb is a better story.
I didn't say biggest. I said best. As in, you know, most...
Positive?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. We don't... I don't know what that is.
No, like, no. I can't even... we don't usually do that.
Now, right? I really don't know what you're talking about.
Can we agree it's not a fluke, though?
No.
The 23-4 is a little fluke.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not agreeing with that.
But they're pretty good.
Murray, league standings, 1-31, they're third. They're third! You're telling me they're the third best team in the league?
No, what I mean by that is that this team legitimately can go on a deep run.
They could legitimately go on a deep run. I'm not going to tell you they're the third best team in the league. They're just not. Their roster is not ready yet. So they're not. Now, could they be a top 10 team? Maybe. If you want to tell me they're in the top third of the league, after I thought they were in the bottom third of the league, don't tell me they're the third best team in the league.
They're not.
They're not the third best team in the league. But we know the way the playoffs work. You play the right way, get the right goaltending, get hot. And you can, as a top 10 team, you can win the whole flipping thing. Not that I think they're going to do that. But I don't know what to do with them. They won't lose. It's ridiculous. I do look at the standings all the time. That is what I do, Rochi. I do. I wake up in the morning and I look at the standings. So, like, talking about urinating on someone, they've just urinated on the Canadiens. And that whole Atlantic Division, you know how bad the Atlantic Division is? The five worst teams in the conference are in the Atlantic Division. The five worst. So, basically, when you look at the stand, I mean, you can tell who their first-round opponent is right now. It's Toronto.
Right, which is why it might not be a long playoff run, but keep going.
You don't like that matchup?
Toronto's pretty good. I like that Toronto team. They're young, they're good.
I like that matchup.
I don't.
I'd rather face Toronto than Tampa Bay.
Okay.
I'd rather face Toronto than Pittsburgh. I'd rather face Toronto than some of those teams in the Metropolitan.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Okay, so Toronto to me feels okay. But this is what I worry. They're winning so much, they might catch Tampa. Tampa has the best record in the league.
Right.
Or tied, or they're right there. They're 5 points behind Tampa with a game in hand. So they win that. They're 3 points behind, half the season left. Like I'm beginning, and if you get that one seed, you know what happens.
Yes, you get the lowest wild card team.
You cross over and play the wild card from the other division, which right now is Pittsburgh. And I'm sort of like, they're playing so well and winning so much, I'm like, well, just steady. Stay right where you are and play Toronto, because I think that's a better matchup than getting one of those metropolitan teams. But, you know, it's insane that I'm talking that way in the middle of February when, I don't know, when you just looked at the roster going into the year and you said, what could these guys possibly be? And so, well, there's your Bruins minute. It's
unbelievable.
It defies explanation. I mean, it really does.
Are you both Stan Pat?
No, Ad.
No.
Ad.
But I'm not peeling away, you know, if you can upgrade Spooner.
Who's been good?
I said to you before, if you can get someone to buy in on Spooner being a legit high-end prospect or Grzelcyk being a legit high-end prospect and get someone to overpay for one of those guys, I'd upgrade those two spots in a minute. But I wouldn't do it just to do it. I mean, you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I think Spooner and Grzelcyk are playing fine, and they're fine.
I'd hate to mess with the mix. That's one of the things
No, don't worry about it. This mix, it's like, you know, come on. We're not talking about the late 70s Canadians. It's okay. You can mess with it a little bit.
And to me, this is where now, okay, this is where it gets tougher for Sweeney and his whole sort of operation, because now you've introduced some young talent. You clearly get some players. Now, pick the right ones and trade the ones that aren't right.
So anyway, there's your Bruins minute. You can weigh in on that if you like. But here's Seth and Taunton back to the Patriots and Brady. Go ahead, Seth.
Hey, guys. So I don't know if you noticed, Big Jim's on Twitter all the time. So, like, Deion Lewis is saying that at practice day, Brady looks normal.
I'm sorry, who did?
Deion Lewis.
Deion Lewis said he practiced today and looked normal.
Yep. And Amendola said, and I quote, "I believe I caught passes from him today," which I don't know what that really means.
Okay, so I heard Brady practiced and threw.
Yeah, so, I mean, all that's well and good. I think we'll overcome that injury, but I'll die on this hill. We will not lose to the love child of Forrest Gump and Larry the Cable Guy.
I agree.
Like, unless what's-his-face, Coughlin possesses Doug Marrone on the sideline during the game, we will not lose to that.
I agree. That was the theme of yesterday's show. They are not. Doug Marrone is not ready unless Coughlin snatches his body and literally invades his body.
Where's a Doug Marrone costume?
Seriously,
he could hide inside his sweatshirt. Probably
Marrone just doesn't have the chops. He doesn't have the breath. I don't think. I just. It takes a little something special to get the better of the Patriots, especially in Foxborough with a chance to go to the Super Bowl. You got to come up with some stuff.
If I were Jacksonville, I'd be more worried about the quarterback than the coach.
And this Marrone, he couldn't be bothered to look at the red zone stuff until Thursday. He played you all that sound yesterday. It's just, I don't get it. But I think Brady, on the Brady thing, Brady's not going to be the reason you lose the game. You're not going to lose the game. But Brady's going to be fine. You'll be fine enough. Fine enough to beat this team. Here's Joe in the car. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Murray, this is for you. I haven't heard Guerrero. If there's any time we need Guerrero right now, you think he's looking at that thing, getting some bomb ready?
You bet.
Yeah, I hope so. Bomb, avocados, whatever the hell it takes.
Ointment, yeah. Whatever you got. Absolutely. Bill, let him in the building.
Put her in
week.
Your mouth if you have to. Get it right.
So this is not the week to ban Alex Guerrero. Let him around.
No, yeah, that's right. He's wrapping Brady's wound in rosemary and thyme. That's what he's doing, something like that.
Mike in Brighton, hi.
Yeah, as a member of the Pajamas Club, I'm with Murray. I'm pretty nervous about Sunday. But having said that, people have always talked about Bill wanting to win a Super Bowl without Brady. And winning an AFC championship with Hoyer would be pretty close.
Oh, it'd be a great thing for their legacy. It would be. It's not going to happen. Brady's playing. Okay. But you want to ask about another thing to go on their wiki page? You know, the greatest team ever even won and got to the Super Bowl using a second-string quarterback that they acquired 6 weeks before. Right, that would go up there.
That'd be like number one with a bullet for me, because Brian Hoyer is a bum's bum. If they can pull off a win with that guy, if he gets any serious time on Sunday, oh my God, I'll build him a chariot.
I'm not giving him that much credit, and Hoyer's not going to smell the field, please.
You don't think that would be something that they would tout and Patriots fans would tout, and that would be
part of
their legend that they won an AFC title game with Brian Hoyer?
Yeah, I think Hoyer's a bum too, but you're beating Jacksonville.
You're underselling this team and their defense.
I'm just telling you, Maz, how it will be portrayed.
Okay. No, the portrayal is accurate.
I think you should be able to beat Jacksonville.
And who, me?
Yes, you. Behind center. And I don't like short quarterbacks, but you would be able to beat this Jacksonville team.
Now, if you dropped a couple of inches, Sosa, you'd lose.
Here's James in North Adams. Hi, James.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just had a couple of stats that I saw the other day on Bleacher Report.
the number one passer is 0-3 in three playoff games versus the number one defense. Tom Brady is 3-4 when sacked 3-plus times in a game. The Jaguars this year are averaging 3.43 sacks a game. And against the Steelers, listen, I'm a Jaguars fan. I definitely did not think that they would put up 45. But Antonio Brown was the true reason why the Steelers even came back, and A.J. Boye guarded him really, really well.
Agreed.
But, I mean, Brandon Cooks isn't a deep ball threat. So
don't worry about Cooks. Cooks is a non-factor in this game. I'll give you. I'll wipe out Brandon Cooks from the equation. The Pats are still
going to
win.
Are you going with Deion Lewis out of the backfield?
You bet.
Pass?
Absolutely.
Okay. But, I mean, my guys can tackle an open field. Aren't you a little nervous about my defense? I don't have any faith in my quarterback. But my defense, I do.
Okay. I'm not worried about your defense. I'm just not. What can I tell you?
Who's that? Khalid Shan? He owns a team now? Is that the guy's name? Whatever. I can't get the guy's name right. The my quarterback? Please, stop. Jacksonville's going to, because of the quarterback, they're not going to be able to score. I'll be going to say it a million times until it gets through your people's thick heads.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz. It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Now that Tom's dealing with this injury, looking back on the season, do you have any regrets about trading away Jimmy Garoppolo?
You're getting ready for Jacksonville.
It's a legitimate question, because do you feel good about it, Bill, right now, if you have to turn to Brian Hoyer? Oh, he's so bad. It has to burn him inside. Now, he believed in the quarterback. I don't, but I would certainly like to have him as an insurance policy for this game in the Super Bowl. Worst case scenario, wouldn't you? Isn't Garoppolo a better option than Brian effing Hoyer?
Not even close. They win going away from this point forward with Jimmy Garoppolo. Going away.
Exactly. They win the Super Bowl with Garoppolo.
Going away. without pretty much like they're going to win with Brady, with no sweat. Really?
You get no complaints here.
Hoyer, there's a sweat. But maybe not even this week. All right, so I said before I got a little something on Brady. I was looking for a second source. Screw it. I'm not a second source kind of guy.
No. We fly by the seat of our pants here.
This is not earth-shattering. It's a lot about what other people have said. So I got it from one source. I find my source very trustworthy.
I think you went too far with one.
I find my source exceptionally trustworthy. A real mensch. And this person got it from what they consider to be a reliable source.
Yeah.
So what can I tell you? And I know who their source is, so I'll just tell you what I was told. No fracture, no ligament, just a cut from hitting the buckle on someone's helmet, 4 stitches around the knuckle, should not affect him. Okay? That's what I got.
Okay, so around the knuckle means it's on the back of the hand, and I have less concern about that than I would if it were on the front of the thumb by the pad where it would actually touch the ball.
Okay. So, yeah, keep going. I'm sorry.
No, I just think that that's a big distinction. I mean, to me, a cut on the back of his knuckle where it's not affecting where he's holding the ball is much less significant than one that would have been, you know, affecting his ability to feel or control the ball.
No fracture, no ligament, just a cut from hitting the buckle on someone's helmet. 4 stitches around the knuckle shouldn't affect him. One source. That's all I can tell you.
Look at Murray over there.
Well, which knuckle? Are we talking top knuckle on the thumb or bottom knuckle on the thumb? And is it in the inside? Is it in the meat inside that padding in there?
The chatter was that he practiced today and threw.
I haven't seen any reports of throws.
No, it's good. I like the way you did that, Murray. Like you were practicing on your PlayStation over there. Your little joystick. That's cute.
So that's what I got. We'll see if it's true. But even if my source isn't good, even if it's not exactly what happened, they're still winning the game. That has not changed from day one. I thought they were going to wipe the floor with this doormat, and they still will. No matter what Tom Brady's hands look like, and if I were betting, again, the storyline on Monday will be Brady beats back time again and injury again and is headed for his 8th Super Bowl. So, because that's where we are with this team still. So, back to your phones. Jim and Beverly. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. Mike, I don't know what you and Tony are smoking over there, because you're not taking this defense serious. They
You're right.
Had 55 sacks this year, okay? In the last 3 games, Solder's given up 2 sacks, 4 hits, and 3 pressures. What does Solder have trouble with? Edge rushes. What does Jacksonville have? Killer speed on the edge rushes. I see Brady getting sacked 2-3 times. I see a strip sack coming and probably a pick. Peach is going to be lucky to win this game.
Okay, so a strip sack and a pick, and then you're right. A strip sack and a pick, and you might have a ball game. Mike, no question about it. I'm less worried about edge pressure than I am about middle pressure. Let's see how much Coughlin imparts that to Marrone and puts his good pass rushers inside, or make sure that you focus on the guards, because that's how you've beaten the Patriots in the playoffs in the past. I know Doug Marrone won't go back and look at the Super Bowls, so not that he would know, but someone could tell him that the Giants really got to Brady up the middle in that Super Bowl. They pantsed Logan Mankins and pantsed the interior of that line. So if Marrone would just deign to look at that film, he would see that. And not that Mankins is playing this game, but anyway.
Yeah, because that's the only game he'll find it in.
Right, exactly. I mean, there's other places to see it. It's true.
And the book on Brady's always get that pressure up the middle. The Texans did a hell of a job of it last year. Hell, even Atlanta did in the Super Bowl. But what if it's Cam Fleming on the right edge this week?
Sure.
Because Adrian Waddle's
back.
And
look, and I'm not saying you can't exploit. In Denver a couple of years ago, Von Miller.
That was a mess.
Absolutely pantsed you. All right, so. But again, I look at Denver and say, well, crowd noise and all, the whole different factor than what you're going to get on Sunday. If there's a turnover and a strip sack, yeah, you're right. Ball game. The Jacksonville sack total. I'd like to break down game by game where they came and who they came against. They come against that wretched offensive line in Indianapolis, that sieve of an offensive line in Indianapolis. How many do they get against Houston and the second or third string quarter, you know?
And even then, I'll tell you, how many people get the ball out like Brady does when the Patriots' offense is right?
And there's all that, too.
So, like, you know, listen, Jacksonville can get to the quarterback. Yes, absolutely. So they had 50-something sacks. How many did the Patriots allow? 35. So which number means more? Like, my point is...
Yeah, I got you.
It's not just because they get to the quarterback doesn't mean they do it against everybody all the time.
Absolutely. And but the caller's first statement, I'm overlooking the Jaguars, I'm disrespecting the Jaguars, I'm not giving them enough credit, is absolutely true. 100% true. I do not believe in that team at all. Pete in Delaware. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, question for you. I was watching Brady's press conference today, and if Garoppolo is the backup and not Hoyer, don't you think those answers and his smirks today would have been a little different? Instead of we'll see, it would have been I'm fine, I'm playing. Basically, the edge is a little off now that Garoppolo's gone. It's just wondering your opinion.
It's not a bad observation, Matt.
No, I it's a good question.
Maz is smirking.
Yeah, because maybe Brady would say, well, I'm not going to even give anybody the idea that that clown's playing. No way. I'm playing. I'm in. Absolutely. I'll be out there. So I don't know. You know, I just think they're dinking around today. And by the way, I just looked it up quickly. You know which two teams in the league allowed the most sacks this year?
I'm sorry, Jimmy, it was just my ear. Which two teams gave up what?
Which two teams in the NFL allowed the most sacks this year, suggesting they had the worst pass protection in the league?
Is Indy up there?
Number one.
Thank you. And I said Houston is number two.
Number two.
Why did I just say that? And I don't even have to look that up, nerds. It's just off the top of my head, just eyeballing the thing. They play in a division with wretched offenses and horrible quarterbacks and teams that were nowhere this year. That's why their rankings are so good. Strength of schedule. I don't mean to be scolding, but it matters. It matters. It mattered to you last year. It matters to the Jaguars this year. It matters.
In Tennessee last week, gave up 8 to the Patriots.
Felger and Mazz. Felger and Mazz.